You are listening to Jesus is God, a life-transforming message from the book, The Gospel They Don't Preach, by Evangelist Odense. In this message, you will understand why Jesus is God. Listen and remain blessed.
Today, I am going to explain this topic in a way that ensures you truly understand. Because if I were to ask you now, you might explain it in different ways. Muslims often say that Jesus is not God. So today, we will understand what God is and who God is. Now, the definition of God. According to Oxford Dictionary, God means the creator and the ruler of the universe, the source of all moral authority, and a supreme being. It also defines God as a superhuman being or spirit worship as having power over nature or human fortunes, essentially a deity. Therefore, going by this definition, if God is a supreme being, then Jesus is God. Jesus is not a normal human being. He's a supreme being. Now let's go into why Jesus is God. Number one, he has authority. In Matthew 28:18, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Since he holds the source of moral authority, he is God. Number two, he was in the beginning. John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3 tells us that Jesus was in the beginning. All things were created through him. Jesus told the people, "Before Abraham was, I am." He was present during creation. The scripture says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Jesus is the Word, therefore, he is God. Don't forget that the prophets of the Old Testament prophesied about his coming, like Isaiah 7 verse 14, Micah 5 verse 2, Isaiah 9 verse 6. Even the Muslim Quran states that Jesus is Allah's Word, which he cast into Mary and the Spirit from him. Surah chapter 4, 171. Muslims, wake up from slumber and embrace Jesus, for he alone is the Savior. Number three, he has power over nature. Jesus casts out demons, heals the sick, and performed miracles. He has power over nature and human fortunes. His miracles include turning water into wine, John chapter 2, 1 to 11. Healing the noble's son, John chapter 4, 46 to 54. Healing the paralytic at Bethesda, John chapter 5, 1 to 15. Feeding the 5,000, John chapter 6, 5 to 14. Walking on water, Matthew 14, 22 to 33. Healing the man born blind, John chapter 9, 1 to 7. Raising Lazarus from the dead, John chapter 11, 1 to 44. Now let's dive into spiritual and human analogies. To understand this spiritually, we acknowledge the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They share one spirit and one purpose. It is like a marriage. The Bible says, "A man shall leave his father and mother and cling to his wife, and they become one." You share everything, even the same name. Let us bring this down to human philosophy so you can understand it better. The small God concept. Do you know that you are a God? Yes, you are a God. You are a small God. We use terms like Godfather. Yes, humans are gods. A man is a god, and a woman is a goddess. You are a god in your own way. We call a landlord Lord because he owns the compound. Jesus quotes from Psalm 82 verse 6 in John chapter 10 verse 34. Ye are gods. You are a creator in your own right. If you did not have a father, you would not exist. Your father created you because he is a small god. Humans are worshipped in a sense. People greet you, honor you, and thank you. If you are a God by being created in God's image, then Jesus, who is the supreme God, the Son, is certainly God. We also have idols, shrines, and deities, often called juju, which are considered gods. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, God says, "You shall have no other God beside me," acknowledging that other gods exist. Now we have looked at dictionary and human philosophy. Now let's look at the biblical insights. Number one, Jesus is Lord. Lord means owner. God says in the Old Testament, "I am the Lord your God," meaning he is your owner and creator. Why you create something without owning it? God owns us. Exodus chapter 20 verse 2 says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. In the New Testament, John chapter 13 verse 13, Jesus says, you call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Since God is the only one worthy of worship and Jesus is Lord, then Jesus is God. Number two, Jesus is the Savior. Only God can save. In Isaiah chapter 43 verse 11, God says, I am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no Savior. Yet in New Testament, John chapter 4 verse 42, the people confirmed, we know that this man really is the Savior of the world. If only God can save, and Jesus is the Savior, then Jesus is God. Number three, Jesus is the Messiah and Son of God. Messiah means the anointed one or chosen one. In Matthew 16, 15 to 17, when Jesus asked Peter who he was, Peter replied, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus confirmed this was a revelation from the Father. Furthermore, in John chapter 5 verse 23, Jesus explains that whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father. With this, Jesus is God. Number four, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. In John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This means before, we pray to God directly and offered sacrifices of bulls and rams for the forgiveness of sins. But now, Jesus shed his blood and became the mediator. God no longer hears you if you don't accept his Son, Jesus Christ, because it is only the blood of Jesus that can cleanse your sins. With this, Jesus is God. Number five, Jesus and the Father are one. In John chapter 10 verse 30, Jesus declares, I and the Father are one. Consider an analogy. If a wealthy father named Patrick put his son, John Patrick, in charge of his company, the son has full authority. If you go to the company asking for the owner, the son can say, I am in charge. Even if you see the father, he will direct you to the son because he has given the son all authority. If you need money, the son gives you. When you thank the son gives glory to the father. This is how Jesus operates. When you pray in the name of Jesus, God answers you. With this, Jesus is God. Number six, Jesus is I am. In Exodus chapter 3 verse 14, God told Moses, I am who I am. In John chapter 8 verse 24, Jesus repeats the same thing. You will die in your sins if you do not believe I am who I am. With this, Jesus is God. Number seven, Jesus is the Word of God. John chapter 1 confirms the Word was God and the Word became flesh. Jesus is the gospel of truth and salvation. He is God. Number eight, Jesus has ultimate authority. In Matthew 28 verse 18, Jesus confirms all authority in heaven and earth is his. No human or angel has this. Only God does. Therefore, Jesus is God. Number nine, Jesus rose from the dead. Only God can defeat death. Other religions may claim Jesus was a messenger or that he didn't die. But that is like reading the biography of a president written 6,000 years before your birth, claiming he was never president. It doesn't make sense. Muhammad came much later and wrote about Jesus, but Jesus existed before him. We see humans worshipping fellow humans, like the man called Olumba in Calabar, who is worshipped despite being a regular human. If people can worship men and idols, surely, we must worship the one who resurrected. Even some scientists claim God does not exist after reaching the sky or visiting the moon, but they cannot reach the foundation of the earth or get to the end of the universe. Don't be deceived. Jesus is God. Number 10, Jesus confirms he is God. In John chapter 10, 34 to 36, when accused of blasphemy, Jesus argued, if the law calls humans gods, to whom the word of God came, how much more appropriate it is for the one whom the Father set apart and sent into the world to call himself the Son of God? He is not just a small god like us. He is the one sent from God. He is God. In conclusion, God created you in his image to have dominion, just as he has dominion. You are a God to your children or your household. In the same way, Jesus is the supreme God over us. When Satan tempted Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 verse 7, asking him to throw himself down, Jesus replied, Do not put the Lord your God to the test. Jesus affirmed he is the Lord God. I watched a debate where a Muslim cleric challenged a Christian to show him where Jesus said, "I am God." It takes the Holy Spirit to understand the scriptures. Even some Islamic scholars admit that Jesus is coming back to judge the world, a role reserved for God. If you're a human and the scripture calls you a God, how much more he who came from heaven? Finally, my brethren, Jesus is not God because he replaced the Father. No, he is God the Son. He is worshipable. The same way you are a God to your children, the same way you have other gods, Jesus is supreme God. Jesus never replaced his Father, but he is the Son of his Father. And his duty is to give you eternal life. His duty is to save you from sin. And that is why he died for you. So give your life to him today, and he will change your life forever. Now that you've understood who Jesus is, why don't you give your life to him? Say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, today I come to you. Be my personal Lord and Savior. Forgive my sins. Help me to live a righteous life. Help me to believe in you. Give me the grace to serve you, to be a doer of the word. Wash me by your blood and make me blameless. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. General prayer. Pray with me. Say, Father, I thank you for the revelation of who Jesus is. I ask that you grant me the spirit of wisdom and understanding, that I may fully grasp the depth of your divinity. Lord, help me not just to read the word, but to know the word. Silence every doubt in my heart and give me the boldness to declare your sovereignty to the world. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Download more messages at www.evangelistodience.com. You can also follow Evangelist Odience on social media at Evangelist Odience. Thank you and remain blessed.